Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masachet Zevachim Nav Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, taking a look at the fourth Mishnah in our eighth parak of Parakat Aruvot about for the mixtures. Ivrei Chatachint Arubi Ivrei Ola. Let's say there are the parts of a Korban Chatat. Some of which, of course, are eaten. They got mixed up with the parts of an olah, of course, which none of them are eaten. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitain Lamala put them all up on the Mizbeach. And just imagine that whichever ones of them are really the meat of the Chatat are like fuel for the fire. The whole thing has to be allowed to lapse until literally, the meaning is until they become disfigured, but what it means is until they are no longer usable because of lina and overnight, and then just throw them, burn them in Beit HaSrifa, they can't be put up. Now, my Talmud Rebbe Eliezer, why does he say put them up? Amar Kra, in the Perek Bet of Vayikra, where it talks about the Korban Mincha, it says you cannot put Sor and Dvash on the Mizbeach. It says, Vela Mizbeach, lo ya'alu l'reach nichoach. They cannot go up there for a pleasing odor. The implication is l'reach nichoach, you can't bring them up for that. But you could put them up for fuel, which means you could put something on the Mizbeach, which normally doesn't belong there, as long as your intent is just to fuel the fire. Rabbanan say, no, mi'et rachmana otam, it says, that these shall not go up, meaning otam hu di atamaleh, while atamaleh l'shem etzim. These are the only ones, sor and dvash, which the kind of chametz, which cannot be put on the Mizbeach as a korban, but can be put on as fuel, midiachrini lo, but something else can't even be put on as fuel. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, otam hu d'raboy lach kevash k'mizbeach. No, the otam there is simply an expansion that says, in that case, if you put on the kevash, it's also a prohibition, meaning they can't even go on the kevash, just like the Mizbeach. Midiachrini lo, but that extension of the kevash, being an extension of the Mizbeach, does not apply to other things put up. They learn from the word otam, they learn two exclusions. Okay, manitna lo kaya tana. This Mishnah does not follow the following tana. Titanya, amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a different take on this whole machloko. Lo nech laku Rabbi Eliezer chachomim, halivre chatan shnavu bivre ola, shi kravu. They did not disagree about the case that our Mishnah says they are disagreeing about. Everybody agrees to put on the Mizbeach. Rovea v'nir bar shalo yikravu, and certainly if it got mixed up with the parts of a rovea or nearby or some other psul isurei mizbeach, then it can't be brought. Hama nechleku, what was their disagreement about? Al ivrei ola tumah shintavu b'ivrei ba'alei bomum. If you have a korban ola, proper ola that was shechted, and now you have the pieces of it, and you have another korban which is a ba'al mum, and those got mixed up together, that's what the disagreement is. Shrebel Eliezer Omer Yikravu, you put them up. Verani Lamala Kiluhein Eitzim. I imagine whichever one is the Balmum, as if it is fuel for the fire. Mechacham Omerim, Lo Yikravu, don't put them up, I can't use this Ro'in. Shrebel Eliezer Meister Rovea V'nirba. So why does Shrebel Eliezer say, I cannot apply this Ro'in to the Rovea V'nirba? There I have to throw it all out. Delochazu, Balmum Nami Lochazu. So the Baal Mum is also not fit for the Mizbeach. So why would he allow that? Marvuna Badukin Shemain Valibad Rabbi Akiva. He's following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And Rabbi Akiva, as we know, said that Baal Mum, as we're going to see this in the next parak, Baal Mum im alu lo yerdu, they do stay on the Mizbeach if they're inadvertently put up there, and our explanation was that's only talking about very fine mumim, the kind that do not invalidate offerings. So Eimad Rabbi Akiva di Avad. Rabbi Akiva is only talking about what happens if it was put up, you don't bring it down. Lachatchila Yamar, Rabbi Akiva did not say Lachatchila, you put it up there. Rabbi Papa, what's the case? I'm going Sha'alu al Gave Kevesh. They went up to the Kevesh. That's all. So if that's the case, then even if they are on their own, meaning a Balmum, you don't need it to be mixed in. Why are we talking about a Tarovah to Balmum? Ella Tamid Rabbi Eliezer, it must be a whole different thing. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Rein or Chmana Mumbam in the Pasuk on the page from Vayikra Chafbet, the Korbanot that have a Mumbam, Lo Yeratsu, Lo Yeratsu, Ha'ide Tarovet Yeratsu, meaning that he says the din of a Balmum is that it's not accepted as a Korban only when it's the only animal there. But if it's mixed up and we don't know which one it is accepted. Rabbanan says, Mumbam hudalo yeratsu, ha'avar mum yeratsu. He says, what does mumbam mean? It doesn't mean only when it's the only visible korban there, and you don't know it's a mix, but rather only when the mum is still there. A mum that comes and then is gone, mum over, once it's gone, it can be accepted. Rabbi Eliezer, mibam bahem. It says mumbam instead of mumbahem. So he learns two things from that. Rabbanan bam bahem lo darshin. Rabbanan don't see any significance in the difference between bam and bahem, and therefore they don't darshin twice. Now we have ro'eh, Rachman achshere. So that, why does Rabbi Eliezer say ro'eh ani, that I'm going to imagine the baal mum as if it were just fuel? According to what you said, Rachman achshere, the Torah said you could put it up there. The answer is the diram kamar lo. Rabbi Eliezer saying ro'eh ani to the Rabbanan on their terms, meaning l'didi, according to me, Rachman achshere, the Torah already permitted it. I don't need any ro'in. At least you who don't accept the Rachman Achshere, at least allow me to put it up there as a fuel for the fire. Just like we, you and I, according to this version, agreed about Basar Chatat. This is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machloket. So Rabbanan, what's their answer? Hacha mi'isi atam lo mi'isi. Basar chatat is not something that's rejected by the Mizbeach, it's just we don't know what to do with it. But here, Balat Mum is rejected, so therefore, even as a tarovet, it's rejected. Okay, the next very small Mishnah that we have, Mishnah Hey, Evarin be'evarin ba'alei mumin. Let's say you have Evarin of a korban mixed with Evarin of a Baal Mum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karev rosh echad. So Rabbi Eliezer says you can't put it up, but if one of the heads got put up, yikravu kol aroshin, put all the heads up, if the legs of one of them got put up, put all the legs up. And this is something we saw earlier, because his point is to say, now that one got put up, what I have here is a sofek ta'arovet, and therefore I don't have a problem putting the rest up. Say, even if all of them are put up except for one, they all have to be sent out. You cannot rely on this idea that the one that went up may have been the Baal Mum. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lohichshir Rabbi Eliezer, Elashnaim Shnaim. Rabbi Eliezer only allowed if you brought up two at a time. The Rambam has a different understanding of this, but this is the way Rashi and most Rishonim go, to bring two at a time of Alachad Echad Lo. But you can't bring one up at a time. By bringing two at a time, you are certainly not bringing only problematic parts, heads or legs or whatever. Beitiv Rabbi Yirmiya, but Rabbi Yirmiya challenges that from the end of our Mishnah. Chamamim afilu kevu kulan chutz meachad mehen yitzei the beit hasrefa, even if all but one were brought up. And that's where Rabbi Eliezer seems to disagree. So he seems to say that you do bring one up at a time. So Rabbi Yirmiya batachlif asper lach maya echad zug echad, that echad that Chacham referring to was one pair. And so even if there was only one pair left, it still has to get burned up, and that's where Rabbi Eliezer would say, no, you can bring on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, of course, would agree that if there's only one left, according to this explanation, you really could not bring it on the Mizbeach because it may be the Baal Mum. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.